Here's the truth about AI. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/UK/AI for people.
Get ready for a game changer. Adobe Express is the quick and easy app that makes creating content for your business easier than ever. From engaging presentations to eye-catching animations and social posts, your teams can produce work that's on brand and on time every time. Transform your ideas into standout content with time-saving generative AI features that are designed to be safe for commercial use. No headaches, just results. Curious to learn more? Head to adobe.com/express.
Well, you're listening to The Drive all across America, talking about cars, the car business, the hobby, what's going on with all the things that are happening in our car hobby world with Lauren Fix. She is the car coach, carcoachreports.com on the web. She's got a YouTube channel by the same name, and she's got another YouTube channel where she has car reviews, Car Smarts, again on YouTube. And you can also find her on social media all over the place. Instagram, hashtag Car Coach Reports, on X, at Lauren Fix. So what do you know about this Jay Leno's law? Because Jay Leno, he's been a friend of yours and mine in the hobby for decades. And now there's a new law I've seen. Yeah, give me it.
Yeah, I think part of it is he's very frustrated when he sees some of the politicians in California wanting to remove collector cars from the roads. And it's like, you can't take a car from the 70s, 80s, or 90s and add smog pollution to it like the governor wants. It's just not possible. You can't just say, okay, I've got a, you know, an 86 Porsche 911, and you want me to do what? You want me to put on all this additional emission systems that are on current cars? Is not possible.
Right.
Because you have to remember, most of these politicians aren't car people. They have no clue. There's a few exceptions, like Senator Bernie Moreno out of Ohio and a couple others. But for the most part, they don't have a clue. And they're like, I don't know, I get a ride in a car. So for those of us that are real car junkies like you and I and your listeners, Jay Leno has said, you know what? It's time that we sit down and create a bill to protect cars of 70s and the 80s and the 90s. So he created a California law, well, with the senator, obviously, he can't do it himself, but it's Senate Bill 712. It's affectionately dubbed Leno's Law because Jay Leno, like from The Tonight Show, legendary car collector, as we all know, was very frustrated. And he said, we have to do something. Now, obviously, he's not in a position to do something, but he does have the money and the power to get someone to help him. So this is to go around some of the smog check rules. Because if you've got a car, like I said, 70s, 80s, 90s, even early 2000s, the onboard diagnostics where they plug in and to see if your car is meets the smog emissions, before 1986, that was OBD1. And a lot of these mechanics that do the checking don't even have the adapter. Well, probably, Alan, you and I do. We have it in our toolbox, but for most people don't. I mean, what do? So there is some protection for cars that are, as of 2005, for cars that are 1975 and older. They totally don't need the smog test, and they're fine. So it's great if you got a 60s muscle car or a 50s hot rod or whatever.
Right.
But if you've got a 76, that's where you run into problems. So he's put together this bill, essentially, with Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield. And the bill's she's a high profile cheerleader too. But she proposes a full exempt for classic cars 35 years and older, no smog checks provided, but you have to have it insured as a collector car. I don't know why they say you have to have a garage, since California you don't necessarily need a garage,
right?
But it's a little different. But anyway, so that's part of one of the things. Apparently, a lot of these criteria are going to change. But the one thing I don't like is it doesn't roll forward. So in other words, here we are in 2025. What happens in 2030? Well, then those cars that are after that time period that are 36 years old, they don't comply. And what happens in 2035? Then you're going to have a whole bunch of cars from the 2000s that are cool collectibles that will have to be destroyed or not driven in the state of California. So that's part of what they're trying to make some changes to it, but they just want to get it passed to begin with.
so weird to me. I honestly, California.
It's California.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Why are they making it so hard to live?
You live in Oregon, so you got your own issues, and I live in New York, and we have our own issues.
I know. Yeah, no. And the funny thing is,
every state.
A friend of mine here just said on Fox News that Southern Oregon, where I happen to live, is the Bible Belt of the West Coast. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And you're right, though, about Oregon. Oregon, whatever California does, Oregon follows. And at this point, they're starting to try some new gun laws that are so intrusive, it's ridiculous. And why do they make it so difficult for people to live? And the taxing that is going on. Now, in Oregon, we don't have sales tax right now. But I know they've been trying to get...
I'm jealous.
Well, but about two or three years ago, they put a 0.5% sales tax on new car purchases. So I thought, all right, I can live with that. You know,
0.5%? That's nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Creeping up every year.
Right. But it's funny because, you know, we don't have sales tax and we have 0.5%. And the money that I'm just describing in your state or in California... For every car, sales tax alone, if you buy a car, let's just say it's $75,000 and they're paying 10% or 9.5% or whatever.
Well, we pay 9.
Yeah, there you go.
We pay 9 in New York State. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pile of money.
I buy a car brand new and I pay tax, then I sell it to you, and then Alan has to pay tax.
Yeah.
And then he sells it to the next guy and he's got to pay. So at the end, there's more money collected in taxes than the cost of the vehicle.
Yeah. Well, people are always trying
to stop. Someone needs to make that at a federal level because that's absurd.
People are always trying to call me and say, hey, can I register my car at your house? I'm not going to jail so you can save on sales tax, you know? Oh, my gosh.
Well, you can't do that in Montana anymore either. They stopped that. Remember, people would go register their cars in the state of Montana to avoid all of that? Well, that's now being stopped, and we register our trailers in the state of Maine because it used to be cheaper, but now they're putting a stop on that too. So you can get a P.O. box, or if you got a family member that lives there you can trust.
Right.
I mean, that's the problem. I have friends that have done the Montana thing. Or a smarter way, make it an LLC. So you make it a corporation. So let's say you buy a Ford GT. You call the company 2019 Ford GT LLC. And then it's registered in the state of Montana, and then that's the asset of the company. So when you sell the car, you're selling the company, not the car. That's another way people are buying.
Interesting. Golly, that's interesting.
Very creative.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's legal or not, but apparently I know a lot of people doing it, so it must be legal on those super expensive cars. You see those like $30 million Ferraris that cross the block at Barrett Jackson.
Yeah.
Probably cars like that happens all the time.
Well, I was talking to BJ Colleen earlier about the new, what was it, Bugatti. I can't even remember what it's called now, but it was like $4.6 million. So if you live in California, you buy that car and you pay 10% sales tax on it, it's $400,000 in sales tax on a car. Come on.
Well, if you can afford that car, $400,000 is nothing.
Yeah, well, but you know what?
So I saw the Aston Martin Valkyrie. It was $4.2 million for an Aston Martin Valkyrie.
Oh, my god!
Are you going to drive this? I asked the guy. It was beautiful. It was green carbon, just absolutely book match perfect.
Yes.
I thought,
if you have to ask.
It was designed by an F1 designer, Adrian Newey. So, I mean, it was really spectacular. But, like, These people just move their dealer plates around. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
They're not like you
I know. I used to do that because I was a car dealer. I loved my dealer plates. All right. We'll take a little break. Here's some Boogie Wonderland. Yeah, if you have that much money, you know, I guess maybe it doesn't matter, but every little penny counts to me. We'll take a break. Lauren Fix and I will be right back with more. Last segment.